Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, NASA bans all Chinese nationals from working on its space program. Gee, I wonder how many Americans are still working in the Chinese space program. I guess a number between 0 and 0. I'm surprised that NASA didn't do this a long, long time ago. But besides sabotage, they shouldn't worry too much because it's going to take China a decade or two before they replicate the SpaceX technology that NASA's using. I'm glad, however, that China wants to go to the moon because I love a good old-fashioned space race. Up next, remember everyone that Big Macs went from 50 cents to $8 and lost 40% of their size from 1980 to 2024. I wish I could still eat those, but I shouldn't feel bad because no one can afford to eat at McDonald's except millionaires these days. Based on the CPI inflation, a Big Mac should actually cost $1.97 right now. So either McDonald's is price gouging by 4 times or the inflation rate is a lie. Probably a bit from both. Number 3, look at the way these women's eyes light up when asked if they're the hot single MILFs in this little man's area. To me, they don't look like MILFs, but they look more like cougars. Also, why would they even acknowledge the existence of a short king besides enjoying the attention and compliments? They wouldn't. Besides, what's the little man supposed to do? Take them home to party in this. Moving on, this female prison guard is facing a decade in prison for having a relationship with a violent inmate. The thug thanked the judge for bringing him this woman and said she was his birthday present. Looks like the average criminal has more sex in prison in the last 12 months than the average incel these days. I suspect that more and more women into criminals are applying to be prison guards, just like female PDF files are becoming teachers. Women have become sexual predators now. Number 5, this Muslim man says that their only goal is to conquer the world, especially Europe, so the Europeans can convert to Islam. And they want to destroy Israel too. Does anyone really think this is going to happen? I believe the Muslims are being used as useful idiots by the elites, because AI is about to take most of the jobs, and instead of having European citizens rising up against their rulers, the plan is to get them to rise up against the migrants, who are about to lose their benefits as Europe goes bust. Up next, remember guys that if the left can't use the state to coerce you, then they'll try and do it by any means necessary, including violence, because they're losing. That's why they have to resort to force. Remember back in the 90s when the left actually had valid arguments and was actually against right-wing authoritarianism? You know that with socialists, they have ideas that are so good that they have to be made mandatory by any means necessary. Number 7, Skinny Minnie says that having a son terrifies her, because of the odds of him growing up to be a rapist PDF file, or Hotep, which is entirely too high. All perfectly valid things based on her background. She probably also forgot to mention that he might be a short king, and that wouldn't actually be all that attractive, and he'd end up as an incel as well. Also, just for reference, this is what a Hotep is. I had no idea it was a clown-like creature. Moving on, Arena's boyfriend says, the judge that let out the man that ended her was unqualified. Yeah, I had no idea that you didn't need to be a lawyer or pass the bar exam to be a judge. Turd-flinging monkey says that's probably because they dropped that standard because they wanted more black judges. The left will probably just call him racist now, saying that he's insinuating that a judge of the same race as the suspect let one of their own out without a punishment. Number 9, here's the look that old people get when Indian scammers call them claiming to be the IRS, while demanding $3,500 in Walmart gift cards, or they'll go to prison. The only good thing that'll happen once the boomers are gone is that the scammers will probably go with them. Why do they fall for this sort of stuff? Because they grew up in a high-trust society where people didn't scam each other and where you could actually give a cashier a check when you buy your groceries. Up next, here's Uncle George wanting America to do civil war, after all the Charlie Kirk drama. I think at some point there will be internal turmoil, but I think that hyperinflation and debt collapse need to happen first. Again, I said it before that the left-right political divide is just a distraction, and the elites have everyone fighting a culture war to stop them from fighting a class war as the elites start to take all the jobs and assets with artificial intelligence before anyone realizes it. Number 11, speaking of fighting a culture war, looks like Elon has picked sides by donating $1 million to help partially fund 300 murals to be painted with Irina Zarudska's face in American cities. And you just know that the left will start defacing them because they don't want people to see real beauty or realize that those on the left are actually ending people like her. I think the whole point is to have them get defaced to prove to everyone how despicable the leftists really are. Moving on, is it true that Gen Alpha is soft because they've never experienced the lesson teacher in their dad's car? I remember ashtrays and lighters in cars. Luckily, I didn't need to learn any lessons by being burned by one. Imagine how many people used to use these things while trying to light a cigarette, and they went over a bump, and they lit their nose instead. I think this is just older generation's version of eating Tide Pods. I can still hear this thing pop out. Number 13, men who identify as feminists are twice as likely to use erectile dysfunction medication. It's gotta be hard being hit with a double whammy, with leftist women being not only fat and unattractive, but you also suffering from low testosterone as well. The soy they consume even made their blood go its own way. All the estrogen in their veins is ruining their weenies, it seems. But it's alright though, because they can still get them cut off and call themselves women. Up next, why are women like this? They reject you and then get upset when you flirt with other girls. Because they wrote you off as not being good enough for them, or any woman for that matter, and then another woman deems you worthy enough to date, and that's when they feel regrets. With them, it's all about social proof, and they never just like you for you, but because other women also like you. Plus, they like having foolish men in the friend zone, and when other women take their attention away, it pisses them off. Number 15, social media and dating apps make women like this believe they deserve 10s, even though based on her face and race, she's a 3. And yes, I'm being a bit generous here, because she doesn't actually look all that fat. All I can see is the entitlement in her eyes, and that misshapen nose and sour cheeks. Pajita here is out of control. Looks like after people criticized her, she ended up taking this post down. Luckily, everything is forever on the internet. Moving on, after Charlie was ended with a boomstick, this guy came up to steal his merch. Probably had authentic drops of Charlie on it as well, which made it only increase in value in the coming years. At this point, people are more disappointed than angry at people that do this sort of thing. We expect certain people to do it, but just prove us wrong once and don't do it. That's all we ask. He's not just stealing, he's probably also tampering with a crime scene. Number 17, Gen Z will never understand why millennials have to pass this truck as fast as possible thanks to Final Destination 2. One guy in the X comments section says those aren't that bad, and that he stays away from the double-decker car hauler trailers instead, because he's repaired many of them and as a result, he won't drive next to one. I still won't go into a tanning bed after Final Destination with those two trashy girls turning into slut kebabs. Up next, why is it that so many men are thirsty out there? Like this guy laughing at women for bringing nothing to the table besides cooch, and then walking away laughing, but then he returns to see. Guys are so weak and women love to exploit the weakness. Instead of asking her to show him, he'd probably have it a lot easier if he just subscribed to her OF page. It would also be funny if he asked her to prove it, because these days, you don't know if she's hiding a penis in her trousers. Number 19, the US State Department is keeping a list of Canadians celebrating Charlie Kirk's untimely demise, and might ban them from entering the United States. I agree, do it. It's mostly leftists anyway. But instead of just banning them from America, I want to see them banned from Canada as well. Anyone celebrating an innocent man's death because they don't like his politics has no moral virtue. America banning Canadians that dance on Kirk's grave is a form of social credits. Moving on, don't you just love women like this that are slightly overweight? What a fat slob. But there's nothing like having a little bit of cushion for the push-in. But seriously, being with her would be like gnawing on a chicken bone with this skeleta señorita. Look on the bright side though. If you were with her, you would have low grocery bills. And if she asked if her outfit made her look fat, you would have zero hesitation in your voice when you said no. Number 21, do human women wish to be like seahorses, where the female impregnates the male? Technically speaking, the female seahorses don't impregnate the males. The males just carry around the fertilized egg like many men carry around women's purses, until it's ready to hatch. But of course, women want the power of men to inseminate, while simultaneously they don't want the responsibility of having to carry it. Let's see what women do when they finally get artificial wombs. Up next, Mr. Jeet here was caught having sex with a nurse after having a patient in the middle of an operation. If you import the third world, you become the third world. Makes me wonder if the nurse was some hot white woman and he just couldn't help himself. I could just hear their banter in my head before they did the deed. Nurse, it looks like I have a local swelling. Please get me 69 cc's of Bob's and Vagine, please. Then again, maybe he just needed a little post-nut clarity to figure out what comes next in the operation. Number 23, the grandmother of Tyler Robinson, the man that ended Charlie Kirk, says they have the wrong man, and she insists that he's shy and quiet with no history of using boomsticks and involvement in politics. Looks like Granny forgot to take her meds today. Of course, a grandmother is going to look out for her grandson. She's just part of that generation that doesn't know much about technology and wasn't on Discord with him when he was radicalized. Moving on, do you guys find black legging season attractive? For me, only if she's in shape and the leggings have been washed so many times you can almost see through them. But remember that spandex is a privilege and not a right. Hack the planet. And this look is certainly more attractive than those women that decide to wear their PJs in public. Yes, it's more visually attractive, but somehow I don't believe it's suitable in a long-term partner. Number 25 and the last one, which one do you prefer? The one built for speed or the one built for comfort? I prefer speed because you can always fan her up a bit and she would still be attractive. But comfort is no comfort at all because she's probably got a half-frickin' baby inside of her. Forget about comfort and speed though. The one on the left is built for cocaine and the other one is built for Burger King. Then again, I prefer neither because they both have tattoos. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.